Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope everybody has had a great day today. My name is Woody Wharton, and I'm out of Hope Mills, North Carolina. And tonight I will be introducing our speaker. It's good that you came out tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about WeShare crowdfunding and some other things that have happened within the last week, and just sharing an overall explanation of what crowdfunding is. But it gives me great pleasure to introduce a very good friend of mine, someone that I've known for about 15 years now. He is an author, a pastor, a mentor, and the former heavyweight champion of the world, Mr. James Bone Crusher Smith. Bone Crusher, take it away.
Thank you very much, Woody, and I'm excited about being on this call with you guys and with you and Monty and Jay and Ron and everybody else that's out there that have called in. I'm very excited. Hopefully you can hear me clearly. I do, with the change of the weather and my travel going and moving around, I have developed a hoarseness in my voice and a little chest cold, but I'm moving and shaking and doing things. And, you know, I'm so grateful, Woody, that you was persistent and kept sending me those emails and texts about crowdfunding. When you did that before Christmas, you started doing that, and one of the questions you asked me, had I ever heard of crowdfunding? And at that time, I had not heard of crowdfunding, and you said Google crowdfunding, and you know I'm so busy, and I kind of delayed reaction, but eventually, because of your persistence, I Googled crowdfunding and I took a look at it. I took a look at your project, and you knew that I had a project already, and my project is working with kids in the community, encouraging them to make good decisions and do right. And I was very interested. I got it. I made a donation to your project, and then you helped me develop my project page. And I guess you can say the rest is history. We've just been moving around and introducing crowdfunding, and we share crowdfunding. And I, you know, when I watch the news, local news, you know, and I just, after paying attention to it, I started noticing how many times they talk about crowdfunding and different platforms of crowdfunding on TV. I mean, you know, this is the first time really I've been involved with a project like this that they actually talk about the company and we share crowdfunding in a positive light. Normally, when you hear people talk about an organization on TV, it's in a negative light. So I'm very excited that television, the media, is helping us put the word out about We Share crowdfunding. And I've received several donations, and you can receive donations globally. I mean, you know, and we do this weekly call on Friday nights, every Friday at 9 o'clock Eastern time. And then the company has conference calls, and so the people can plug in, new people can plug in, and with that said, again, thanks for staying persistent and staying on top of me and being involved, being a friend. And we call this a Friday night call, Bone Crusher and Friends. And so with that said, Woody, I'm going to turn it back to you. And I think you got a friend, and I think your spouse is online, and I think you're going to introduce him. Back to you, Woody.
All right, Bunker. Hey, thank you. I know that you're a little bit under the weather, and we hear you struggling a little bit over there with your voice, but we appreciate you hosting this call and coming on tonight. And, you know, we talked a little earlier that you weren't going to be able to talk a whole lot tonight, so we're just going to keep it moving. You know, one thing you talked about real quick is you said that, you know, you're starting to hear about crowdfunding, you know, on the news every night. And, you know, it's just this week, since Monday, I've had three of my friends send me crowdfunding projects. that they have that, you know, something that went on, one of them, their house caught on fire, another one, a family member died, actually two of them family members died, and, you know, they're putting a fundraiser together to try to raise money. So it's like everywhere you look now, crowdfunding is in the media, it's on your Facebook, you know, social media, it's everywhere. And with that being said, I want to bring on a good friend of mine and the gentleman that introduced me to We Share Crowdfunding. His name is Clarence Montgomery, and we call him Clarence. And Clarence, if you're there, if you'd just come on and just give us a brief definition like you always do. You do a great job at it, at what crowdfunding is and, you know, what you think about it.
All right, Woody, thank you for having me on the call tonight. Can you hear me okay?
Got you loud and clear.
Sounds good. Excellent. Excellent. Hello, Blog Talk Radio land. This is Monty. My friends call me Monty here in sunny Fayetteville, North Carolina. And the champ and Woody, you did a great lead-in to crowdfunding. I mean, you talked about you're hearing it in the news and your local and national news. And that's what I would suggest to any new people on the call. Just kind of start paying attention to your local and national news. And you'll see different people raising money for different types of activities. And so going forward, just kind of talk about a little bit. This week, I mean, I've been having a lot of conversations with people about crowdfunding. And really, crowdfunding is just fundraising. I mean, keep it simple and to the basics. Crowdfunding is fundraising. We just changed the name in a new era. We're in the internet age now, information highway, and we're talking to people globally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, we got cable news. So you look at it from that standpoint, you know, no longer do you have to do the bake sales, you know, sell candy, the car washes, you know, sell raffle tickets to raise money because of the internet and the new legislation the Obama administration put forward. We have over 500 to 600 platforms to raise money on, and that's the difference. The crowd, as we say, versus the old fundraising concept where you had to go out and solicit and do these bake sales and stuff, you know, either quarterly, semi-annually, or annually. Well, now, using the crowdfunding technique, there are platforms developed where they will take the donations for you, and you host your project page on the air. Is. It's just in a new era now. So with that being said, that's why we're here tonight, is because we've found a platform which does it a little bit different. Now, those other 400 or 500 platforms I just mentioned, it's up to you to go out and solicit to thousands and thousands of people using that old format to try and get a donation. Well, with our platform, the WeShare platform, we look for other people with projects, and we share the donations. And that's what separates us from the other ones, and that's what we're trying to do to get the word out about. We're raising money differently. And our platform allows you to raise money around the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our platform has no fees. It has no time limit. And those are two big points if you're going to try and compare us to the several hundred other platforms out there. And then the fact that it only takes a few people on our platform to actually raise a significant amount of money. So that's what we want to try and share with the audience tonight. Like your champ said, you want to Google crowdfunding, Google donation-based crowdfunding. And you're going to find that there are several types of crowdfunding. I mean, real estate crowdfunding now is becoming real big. But it's technical, a lot of legal paperwork you got to deal with. You have reward-based crowdfunding. Where, you know, most of the companies or organizations, they'll give you something for a donation. But still, the project and what they're trying to raise money for is going to be set up on one of these platforms. And then you have the big daddy of them all, the equity-based platform. And that's more or less what the President Obama's legislation is geared towards. And it's four phases of the equity-type platforms. And that's real complicated and a lot of red tapes. You got to deal with the Securities Exchange Commission. that's definitely different from what we're doing. So on our platform, it's donation-based. We're just a community platform where we're looking for other people with projects, and we share those donations within the community. And we think that's going to be the wave of the future, where we're all locking arms, holding hands, and working together, sharing the donations in a community environment. So, Woody, that's all I got on that for right now, but I'll hang around and maybe we can have some questions and talk about a few of the other features.
All right. Thank you, Monty. You always do a great job at explaining what crowdfunding is. I know that there's a lot of people out there that this is a very new concept to them, but I also know that crowdfunding right now is just sweeping across the globe. And like I said, every day we're hearing about it, and we're just going to hear about it more and more. What I want to do now is I just want to talk a little bit about how I got introduced to crowdfunding and what my project is. Back in November, actually, Monty, who was just speaking, he started sending me some emails about crowdfunding. And I took a look at it, and, you know, I kind of really didn't pay attention because I had tried to do some crowdfunding a couple months prior for a bus that I have. I run a before and after school center for children, and my bus broke down, the transmission went out, and after getting two estimates, I found out it was going to cost more to fix the transmission than it was to go ahead and get another bus. So I decided that I was going to go on one of the other platforms and try to raise some money. And I really figured that my friends, family, acquaintances, you know, they would donate a couple of dollars to help me do that. So I went ahead and put my project up, and I went on Facebook, and I sent it out to all my friends and asked them to send it to their friends. And, you know, I was getting ready for the money to come in. Well, after about a day, you know, I had not received any donations. In a week, no donations. After about a month, no donations. And in all actuality, you know, in about 6 months, I received no donations for my bus. And at that point, I kind of said, crowdfunding doesn't work. That was pretty much what I said. And so when Monty started sending me this information, I was probably like a lot of people, you know, I know all about that. You know, we say that from time to time about stuff that we really don't know. And I said, I know all about that. I'm not going to even, you know, read those things. I know what crowdfunding is. You know, I was the expert at that time. And Monty sent me a message one day, and he said, is there anything you need to raise money for? And I replied back to that message and said, yes, I need a bus. And he said, you can get a bus with We Share Crowdfunding. And at that time, it must have been my time, because at that time, he sent me some more information, and I started to look at it, and I started to Google crowdfunding, and I started to watch some YouTube videos, because I'm that guy that just likes to research things. Maybe it was just because I was trying to poke some holes into it, I don't know, but I started researching it. And after looking at it, I came back to Monty a couple of days later, and I said, hey, man, this might just work. Because of the way that we share the donations, you know, it wasn't just going to be me out there sending my project to, you know, 100 or 200 or 300 people, but it was going to be me sharing my project with a few people who shared it with a few people who shared it with a few people, and us working together, like Monty said, as a community, and sharing the donations that came in, that I looked at and said, oh my, this might just work. And I got started right around Thanksgiving with my project, and I will tell you that as of now, I have raised a pretty good amount of money, getting close to getting what I need to get my bus. And I will just tell you that if you're like me and you're thinking that you're the expert, you really need to take a look at We Share Crowdfunding and really take a hard, hard look at it, because it wasn't what I thought it was. And you may be in the same predicament right now. And I will tell you that I love to tell people to Google crowdfunding. And I Googled it this week, and I got over 30 million replies. And I remember when I first started Googling crowdfunding about 4 months ago, I was getting about 22, 23 million replies. So it's about 7 more replies now from Google than it was, 7 million. This thing is growing, and a lot of people are learning about it, and that's all we're here to do today is just introduce it to you and let you do your due diligence. But I'm telling you, WeShare Crowdfunding is here to stay.
Very good, Woody. Woody, you still there?
He may have gotten disconnected. Champ is just Monty. I'll piggyback on that a little bit, as Woody was saying about the community aspect of it. And this is something we discuss throughout the week, and I try to get across to people, is the fact that, you know, raising money in a traditional form, you always have to stop and start. Once the campaign ends, you know, 6 months later, you got to do it all over again. Well, this community-based concept we have on our platform, you know, the donations can be endless. I mean, you don't have to start a campaign over and over and over. You can just keep building on it. And another part of that community concept is it can empower people across the community. I mean, I think that's one of the most powerful and exciting concepts of what we've gotten involved in. Instead of your traditional way of doing it, it only affects a few people. But if you introduce a person that's involved in the church, who introduces a person who's trying to expand their business, who introduces it to a person who maybe needs a new roof for their home, I mean, it just reaches across the community so dynamically that I believe one person can change a community with this platform and this concept of community sharing of the donations. And that's why I try to emphasize to a lot of people, you know, when we had this conversation about raising funds.
Very good. I know there's a gentleman I think is on the line, and you communicate with him a lot, and he's out in Las Vegas. He's hosting a big event in Las Vegas coming up, and I'd like for him to kind of just share what he has going on out there and how you feel about it, how you feel about WeShare Crowdfunding. Jay, are you out there?
I am indeed. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Take it away.
Well, I'll tell you what, Champ. I want to thank you and Woody and Monty for having me on the call tonight. As all of you well know, I'm excited about WeShare Crowdfunding. And I think the biggest reason is because I realized when I started this, how many people that you know in your life and me that have a purpose, a passion, or a why? They really do. Some of them may not express it initially, but when you sit down and talk to somebody and ask them what they would do in life, what the importance is, it always comes back to helping somebody else. Unfortunately, for the most part, you know, they've got their own life and they have a job and they've got X amount of dollars, and the budget is pretty thin. But when I looked at WeShare Crowdfunding and you realize that you can actually live that dream and support what you really feel in your heart, what God gave that feel, and go out and do it. And it just blows my mind, the response from people when they come back and say, wow, that's what I've been looking for. And to be honest with you, Champ, that's the way that I saw this. We now have over 1,700 people in our community that believe and are doing just this with WeShare Crowdfunding in order to take that project to the next level. And that just, I mean, you have no idea how good it makes you feel until you do it. And I would love to see a lot of people come aboard on this and really just feel that dream. I mean, you feel it. When you come aboard, you just feel it. And you start earning money for whatever that project is that you put up and start making it happen. And seeing the realization of talking about it, sharing it, helping other people, more importantly than anything, achieve achieve what they want to do with their product. That's what really thrills me about this, and I'm so darn excited about it. And you know what? It's kind of off the cuff here. We're going to have a show here in Vegas. I know that the champ, James Bonecrusher Smith, is going to have a celebrity golf tournament up in South Carolina here in the next, you know, we're talking just the next couple of months here. And there's many other people doing this. This is going to become viral because I think it comes back to human nature, the love of God, the love of us, the love of people. It's going to really make a lot of changes within our community and possibly in the world. So that's all I have to say tonight, Bone, but I'm extremely excited about it. Makes you feel good, man. It's the best feeling in the world.
Thank you very much, Jay. Appreciate those words. And there's another gentleman on the speaker line that I've been knowing a long time. And when I lived in North Carolina, he came down to my home and did a presentation. We were involved with another opportunity. And we just shared last week Facebook. We connected on Facebook. And I'm kind of old school. I'm learning Facebook and social media and all this stuff, but it is here to stay. So I'm trying to learn and communicate and reach out. I'm going to bring him on now. He's on the speaker line. His name is Ron Van Landenham, and let him share his story. And he's hosting an event, and I think the three amigos, me and Monty and Woody, is going to join him up there at his hometown, and just tell who you are and what you do and what you've done over the years and how you feel about We Share Crowdfunding. Ron, take it away.
Well, I'm in Davidson County, North Carolina, and I'm going through a little bit of what you might be going through. The yellow pollen is terrible out there right now. But anyway, we publish a newspaper here in Davidson County called The Southerner. Actually a street ministry now for about 35 years, trying to reach the kids, and I've got a heart kind of like Bone has, and always trying to do something to improve our community. And we've done that by getting 20 or 30 people together and buying meals and holiday meals and taking them out their house and delivering them and leaving a good witness with them. When James contacted me on this, I seen something that I had never seen before. And a way to reach people that need help, and in a mighty way. I had to look at it for a couple of days. I'm probably the youngest one on here as far as the business of raising funds for folks, but I'm probably the oldest one on here right now. But when James told me about it, I knew what he was like, and I knew he was a champ, and the sacrifices he made to get where he was at. You just don't become champion. I train him once a week. He lived, eat, and breathed it. And I'm excited about the business. I've got two projects I'm trying to do, and that's we got two food banks down here, and I want to be able to supply them when they are in need. Normally they'll put a sign out saying we need rice or we need cereal or we need some type of a food product, and I want to be able to have them call me and say, this is what we need, and go out and get it for them. A lot of people doing without and need help today, and I'm just thankful to God that someone contacted me about it. Next Thursday night at the Golden Corral, 7 o'clock, we're going to share we share crowdfunding with anybody that wants to come. If you want to come and eat early, you can eat with the champ, and you might even sign an autograph or two. And everything will be explained on what you can do to help out and get your project going. And I just want to thank everybody on here. Everybody's been professional. I believe everybody is just as has a burden for the projects as you can get. I just love everybody out here. I just thankful for it. And back to you, James.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. And it'll be great to see you again. It's been a long time. And it'll be great to see you next Thursday. And I think we're going to stop about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. There's a gentleman out there that sold the boxing board. And we're going to stop at this place and communicate with him a little bit. But anyway, again, I want to say that this is a team effort that we have here, and the name We Share is an excellent, awesome name. We Share, the teamwork makes the dream work, and just a matter of introducing this great opportunity and send people to your project page and follow up with them, and we can make this thing happen, and we are making it happen. So I'd love to see this radio show fill up. I mean, you know, and it's a great vehicle. It's just one of the many vehicles that we have that's available that have leaders come on that have some experience. And with it, come on every Friday at 9 o'clock. So I would encourage everybody to invite, and use the company's call. Don't forget, we have a company, We Share Crowdfunding Company, call a couple times a week. And we have webinars. We have all kinds of ways that you can win with this opportunity. And I am very excited about the speakers being on tonight, and I apologize for the hoarseness in my voice. And but I guess every time I feel a spirit, God is telling me to slow down. It's just hard. I'm so excited. It's just hard for me to slow down. I had a lot of things that have happened to me in the last few months. I had surgery a couple times, and I believe that we're on the verge of major things happening. I'm excited being involved and sharing this opportunity with my friends. And Woody, did you make it back on the call?
Yeah, I'm on the call, Bone.
Okay, I'm going to send it back to you. Do you have anything you'd like to share with us?
No, I think we said a good amount. I want to thank Ron for coming on tonight and sharing his story, and really look forward to coming up there and working with you in Lexington and just talking to some people and talking to them about how crowdfunding can change their life and just also help them with what they're trying to do in their life.
Yes.
Also, I just want to say, I know, Monty, you're still on the line, and I just want to see if you have anything else that you want to add before we close it up tonight. Monty? Well, I guess Monty did what I did.
Yeah, I have myself muted. Yeah, just to let people know about the community, you know, we really emphasize that. And, you know, on our platform, in the back office, we have the tools to help you market your platform. And we have a community of people standing by to support you, to help you get your platform started, and also help you with some of the marketing techniques if that's something you want to do. Because our platform is unique and it is sharing amongst other project managers, it's not necessary to go out and do a lot of the mass marketing other people are having to deal with. So there's no a lot of other money involved once you get started for marketing or overheads that you got to buy. You know, we don't do leads and campaigns like typical projects we'll be conducting on some of these other platforms. But for those who are new in marketing and advertising, we have a lot of experienced people. I mean, we're all accessible. You can get numbers. People on social media that are good on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. There are new platforms coming on where you can do post ads and get your information out about what you're trying to do to maybe make connections with other people. I mean, we can talk throughout the week about any of these areas that you want to get smart on. And just to show you different ways to continuously grow your project and build the type of funds you need coming in to support your project. And, again, this is not a one-time deal for setting up a project and then it ends in 6 months. This could be an ongoing process. And probably another concept we'll talk about next Friday or maybe a couple of weeks farther is, you know, people becoming full-time project managers. You know, one of the goals of the crowdfunding legislation was to bring more money into the community. And with the donation-based platforms, I mean, those dollars now are in our hands. So a lot of us are looking at, you know, creating these activities in our communities and raising money full-time. So with that, you know, you can take part of that, those donations to support, you know, your personal life so you can continue this, continuously be of service in your community. So that's another area we need to talk to people about, show them different ways where they can make a difference in their community. And that's all I have tonight, Rick.
All right, thank you. Hey, Monty, you know, I just want to throw something at you real quick. I know you're talking about all the marketing and everything, but do you remember the question that you asked me, the one-line question you asked me that got me interested in the program?
Yeah, it was actually, we changed that a little bit. It was, do you need to raise funds for a project?
That's it.
And we kind of looked at it and said, well, don't make it about the person you're talking to. You ask them, do they know anyone that needs to raise money for a dream project?
Right. And, you know, I just wanted to bring that up because that's simple. And, you know, all the time when we do things, they always tell us keep it simple, but we try to make it hard. But that one, you sent me the emails and the stuff on Facebook, but it was that one simple question that you asked me that actually got me to take a look at this program. That question.
No, I'm glad you brought that up because as I was talking about crowdfunding and relating it to fundraising, I mean, that was that whole concept, the premise that we're making this too complicated. It's just fundraising, and now we're just doing it via the Internet with a platform. And the fact that we only do two things, we only need a few people, we ask a simple question, and we let the person see a presentation. And I think that's what we really need to get back to and really sharing with people that this is a simple process that they go and do every day. You simply need to ask the question and give the people the information and then have a conversation like we're having tonight on Blog Talk Radio. And that people continuously do what they get up and do in the community every day, and that is be of service.
And I think another thing that we can add there is, you know, if we help other people with their projects and they become successful with their projects, then we're going to become successful with ours. You know, and I know we've talked about it before, that it's really not about our project so much when we bring on a project manager, but it's about their project. And was that... Say again, Money.
No,
okay. I'm sorry. With that, I really don't have any more. We've been on here about 35 minutes. And is there anybody else that wants to make a comment before we send it back to Bone to close it out? All right, then. It seems like it's going to be a wrap. Bone Crusher, you got any last words?
Well, I would say invite and we share. We share, we donate, and we receive donations. So it's real, like you said, and like everybody's saying, it is very simple, very easy to do. We just need to do it, and we're here to help. And by helping others, we help ourselves. So I'm excited about that. So this call is officially over, and hope to see you guys real soon. During the week coming up, and again, we'll be on the call next Friday at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Thank you all, and good night.
Amen. We keep praying for you, James.
Okay. Thank you.